Investors are spending upwards of $1 million a month on mineral exploration at the Niblack mine on the southern end of Prince of Wales Island. If exploration continues to go well, British Columbia-based Heatherdale Resources hopes to begin construction on the mine in 2015. KRBD's Deanna Garrison has this report.
Speaking before a Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce luncheon on Wednesday, Heatherdale CEO Patrick Smith gave an update on the Niblack mine. Smith says the project is in the advanced exploration stage with an estimated 6.6 million tons of gold, copper, zinc, and silver identified.
6.6 million tons. If we mine like Greens Creek at about 2,000 tons per day, this provides about a 10-year mine life.
Of the minerals found, Smith says a good portion are considered higher grade.
Within that 6.6 million tons, we've got a nice sweet spot of about 1.5 million tons of very nice grade. And so that is the plum in the pudding that might allow us to get, when we start mining, to get that early payback of your capital, because capital expense on something like this, it will be in the order of $200 million or so.
He says the company is operating 3 drill rigs at the site, 2 underground and 1 above ground. Smith expects Heatherdale to initiate more advanced scoping studies toward the end of this year. He says permitting could begin in 2013, with construction starting as soon as 2015. Despite positive findings so far, Smith says Heatherdale is not ready to commit to developing the mine.
We still have a lot to do before we know whether this will be truly economic and truly conformable to where we are, what we have to do, permitting the whole nine yards. So we're still several years away from saying, hey, this is a go.
He says most of the development would be underground, although some tailings from the mine would be kept above ground. Smith says the company has looked at a variety of mineral processing options. He says that includes shipping the ore somewhere else for processing.
The thing at Niblack, where it is, it's power intensive to mill. And so you have to have a diesel power generation facility if you don't have anything else to deal with. Well, diesel power, as you know, is rather expensive.
Smith regularly compared the Niblack project to the Greens Creek mine near Juneau. Like Greens Creek, the Niblack would produce around 2,000 tons a day. Smith says Niblack would likely employ around the same number of people as Greens Creek. He says Greens Creek employs around 340 workers, producing a total of 530 direct and indirect jobs. The average wage at Greens Creek is $91,000 a year. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.